Igor on Q92.
Today's hit music Q92, Nelly Furtado, Promiscuous. We're talking about this thing going on in Connecticut. This school district is thinking about putting a dress code on teachers that would ban them from wearing stretch pants or low-cut shirts, sundresses, facial piercings, and hats. 330-450-9292 or 800-743-9292.
I think there should be a dress code for the teachers in New Commerce Town.
Are they dressing a little inappropriately?
There's a lot of female teachers that like to let their cleavage show.
Oh, why didn't I go to school there? I mean, that's horrible. That's horrible news.
They love wearing short skirts and bending over in front of the little seventh graders.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
You should just come down in Commerce Town and witness this. It's
I might
disgusting.
Have to. You've just enticed me. I'd really love to come down there, take a couple snapshots, put them up on the website.
Yeah, you should, definitely.
I'll charge $10 per download.
You're listening to Igor on Q92.
Today's hit music, Q92, in the middle of 10 songs in a row with Igor, and we're talking about teachers and if they need dress codes or not. I don't know. It sounds like we might have a scandal here.
I don't think they need a dress code. We have a teacher at our school that has his nipples pierced.
Wait, why would you know that?
I have my ways.
Oh, my God. Are you a coworker or are you a student?
I'm a student.
Did you see them personally?
I'm not going to say.
I bet you're getting an A in that class, right?
Actually, I did.
No way! Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Igor.
Q92. Eminem on today's hit music Q92 with Igor, and we're playing a little game of
What would you do?
What would you do for a prize? Tonight's prize is a 4-pack of all-day passes to get you into the Evolution Skate Park in Canton. Hi, Q92, what would you do for a prize?
I want to ride a grocery cart down the street.
Where did you get this grocery cart?
I had it for years.
What, do you live on a hill?
Yeah.
So you're going to hop in the cage and ride it all the way down the hill?
Yes.
You better hope that you don't either get involved in an accident or cause several. All right, hop in and let's hear what that sounds like.
Okay, I'm getting ready to go.
Make sure you put the phone... Oh.
Okay.
Did you fall out of it?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you are going to Evolution Skate Park.
Okay.
You daredevil you. Tell me what station made you a winner.
Q92.
Help me, for God's sake, help me!
Run for cover.
My God.
Igor on the radio on Q92.
Today's hit music, Q92. It's Igor with breaking news from England. This is a weird one. A captain of an aircraft sends a whole entire airplane full of people into a panic. They're basically rioting because he warns them just before he quits that the airplane that they're about to take off in is not safe. Oh my God, can you imagine? I'm already afraid of flying as it is. Can you imagine that announcement if we were to hear that? It would sound something like this.
Hi, this is your captain speaking, and just wanted to let everybody know that I'm walking off this aircraft because it's not that safe, and it's actually quite dangerous, so I suggest you don't fly with this aircraft, and good luck, and have a nice life.
Let us out of here!
Help!
We're out of here!
Yeah, if I heard that announcement, I would be out of there real quick. That is the ultimate way to quit your job, though, if you're a pilot. Just send everybody into a panic. The flight attendants had quite a job that day to calm everybody down. That actually sounds like a good contest. We should do that tonight. I have a family 4-pack of passes to see the Kirk Herbstreit High School Football Challenge. If you can be the flight attendant and convince me to stay on a plane that I just heard the captain say wasn't safe, I'll give you the tickets from today's hit music, Q92.
What you gonna do with all that?
Hi,
Q92.
Are you still doing that flight attendant thing?
Yes, you have to be the flight attendant. You have to get me to agree to stay on this, what I feel is an unsafe aircraft. Go ahead and calm me down. I'm banging on the window right now. Get me out of this aircraft!
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain's a little cracked out today. Don't worry about him. We're going to get one a little more sober, and we're going to get you off the ground.
Oh, my God. You should have had a drug test done to that captain before you hired him on. What, are you going to get another alcoholic, another crack addict? Oh, great. Maybe we'll have one OD on heroin halfway through the damn flight. Get me out of here! Sorry, you didn't convince me.
Okay.
Why? Hi, Q92.
So I'm supposed to calm you down and keep you seated.
I don't want to take off in this airplane. God, if the captain doesn't even want to fly it, why should I stay on?
Okay, if I was a flight attendant and I just dropped everything I had on and stood there butt naked and offered you like a free job or something, would that calm you down?
Well, at least I die a happy man.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You just won. Congratulations. Thank you.
I didn't win a free app, did I?
I don't think so. You don't have the apparatus to receive one of those, right?
Yeah, we could use a strap-on, but
Oh, my God. Igor at night.